This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado is losing $250 million in federal funding for health services. The money was part of the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan, but the White House ended the grants this week. The loss of funds will affect 60 programs, including those for mental health and childhood vaccines. State Representative Emily Sirota believes those federal cuts are just the beginning.
We're still in the early stages of the cuts to programs and services that are provided in the state of Colorado due to these cuts in federal funds.
Congress allowed the funding to be spent through September, but in its notice to the state, the federal government said that because the COVID crisis was over, it would end the funding now. Doctors fear that cuts to HIV prevention would set back decades of work on HIV and AIDS. Dr. Lisa Ubogi works on HIV prevention at Children's Hospital Colorado. She says proposed cuts at the Centers for Disease Control would decimate local programs.
If we shut that down and terminate that, especially if it's so chaotic as it has been done for all the other grants and funding, it is really going to hurt people.
The White House has already frozen spending to some international HIV prevention efforts. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett says cuts at the Department of Education miss an opportunity to improve American schools. Bennett was previously the superintendent of Denver Public Schools.
We should be fighting to make sure that we pull our K-12 education system out of the 19th century and into the 21st century. But I don't think that's what Trump and Elon Musk have in their mind. I think it's just wanton destruction.
Earlier this month, the administration announced plans to eliminate half of the staff at the U.S. Department of Education. This is CPR News and KRCC.